Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
There's a puppy in the parlor.
You went to the record store. You knew that the new Folksman album would be one word.
Title.
Itching.
Wishing.
Rambling. Singing.
But they had no hole in the center of the records. And
if you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's folk music a la the 2003 movie A Mighty Wind. Long hair and banjos, bright eyes and hammered dulcimers. But it's not the folk music you'll find in this week's Lowell Folk Festival. I guess unless you expand your definition of folk to urban grooves from Washington, D.C., South Indian classical dance, and even kosher gospel. The Lowell Festival, now in its 24th year, is the largest free folk festival in the country. And joining us now with more on it is Maggie Holzberg. She's director of cultural programming for the Lowell Historic Park Service and a curator for the Lowell Folk Festival. She's also official folklorist for the state of Massachusetts. Maggie Holzberg, welcome to Radio Boston.
Nice to be here.
Also with us is Julia Olin, the executive director of the National Council for the Traditional Arts. She's been involved with researching and documenting traditional music and culture for 36 years. Julia Olin, pleasure to have you on Radio Boston.
Great to be here.
So, Maggie, you've been involved with the Lowell Folk Festival for about a decade now. So tell us what exactly makes this different from others, say, you know, Newport, that everyone knows about.
Well, I think it's you know, it began as the National Council for Traditional Arts had the National Folk Festival there in Lowell. The first year was 1987. And what makes it a little different is it's a curated festival by people who really have, and pardon the pun, their ear to the ground, doing field research to find music that's authentic and traditional in communities that might not be known to the greater community or world. Take, you know, Irish music, like finding someone like Eileen Ivers way before she became popular.
Mm-hmm. And so with this curatorial process, you are looking far and wide, not just communities locally here in New England or even the United States, because, you know, we mentioned you have South Indian classical dance, Irish music, music even from up in Canada. How do you decide what to search for?
Well, actually, there's a little bit of a division here, because I don't actually curate the music end of it, but I do contribute. It's the National Council for Traditional Arts that does the official curating, but one of the ways that they're successful in doing that is that they know a network of folklorists and musicians around the country. You know, it takes some work to find out who's really good within any traditional genre.
Okay, well, and then in that case, Julia Olin, director of the National Council for Traditional Arts, tell us about how you go about inviting people, how you choose people to come to Lowell for the festival.
Well, first of all, we're really looking at grassroots traditions that represent American communities of all kinds, including all of people who have recently come to our shores, new immigrant populations. So the definitions of folk are very, very inclusive, and folk is constantly evolving too. So the NCTA has been around since 1934.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we look for excellence. You can either hit the note or you can't. We look for excellent musicians, and they're almost musical ambassadors from their culture.
So musical ambassadors from their culture, but it's also music rooted in American tradition, right? Because you said that it has to come through the United States. You aren't actually inviting people from abroad, right?
Occasionally we have artists from abroad, but 95%, 99% of the groups are here in the United States.
The reason why I ask that is because it's such an interesting mix that seems mm-hmm. to mirror the ethnic and immigrant mix of Lowell itself or even the United States. And I actually want to hear a little bit of that music because here's one of them. It's I've heard of klezmer music, okay, but this isn't exactly that because it's instead called Kosher Gospel by a fellow named Joshua Nelson. He's going to be performing this weekend in Lowell. So for all of those of you who don't know what kosher gospel, which including that was me this morning, here's a little bit of it. So there's obviously a very profound cultural mix going on there, but I'm not quite sure you can define kosher gospel as traditional. So how does that work in terms of how we think of modern folk music?
Well, traditions are always in a state of change. Nothing stays the same. Here you have a deep Hebrew religious lyrics. And actually, Joshua Nelson is really sort of channeling Mahalia Jackson. I mean, you could, you know, if you didn't know, you might think that was Mahalia Jackson. And I guess you'd have to say Joshua Nelson invented a new tradition. But they're both great traditions that have come together in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Maggie Holzberg, you are the official folklorist for the state of Massachusetts. Tell us a little bit about, if you can, you've been involved with the festival in Lowell for quite some time. How is it that this came to Lowell in particular? Because it's such a great city with its own history.
Are you asking how the festival,
the festival came
to Lowell? Again, it might be better answered by Julia because it started with the National, which moves around the country and goes to a city or a rural area for 3 years. What's unusual is that Lowell, basically, after they left, kept it going. It's been a partnership for now 24 years, and I think that's the longest running one so far to date, yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some from earlier decades, like in Florida, but of the modern, yes, absolutely, a stunning record.
Well, Maggie, you've also been focusing on, or the festival includes more than just music,
right.
Although there's a little bit more music that I want to tantalize our listeners with, but it's also about food?
Yeah, there's an area of the festival that focuses on folk craft and foodways. Of course, you can buy incredible ethnic cuisine at the festival. But in our area, which is in Lucy Larkin Park, there are two themes for the crafts. One is folk beauty, and the other is musical instrument makers called Crafting Sound. And then we're going to be demonstrating cooking. Everyone's using the same ingredient. We're looking at beans and how they differ in different cultures. So that'll be taking place all day, and you can have a little taste at the end of each demonstration.
You are our state folklorist, so is there anything about the folkloric history of Lowell that gets highlighted in the festival?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's an incredible city with, as many cities in Massachusetts, has ethnic diversity that to this day, there are new people coming, but many of the people that we're presenting this weekend are from representing groups that are living in Lowell. There's Cambodian crafts being presented, and there are Franco-American music and craft. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of newer immigrants from African countries, and so Senegal is one of them, and we'll be having an African hair braider from Senegal, and she's also going to demonstrate bean fritters.
Mm.
So you'll see across the board many Polish music. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the greatest things I've always thought about Lowell, that it's been constantly for centuries this gateway for new Bay Staters, new Americans, in you know every form, wherever they come from. So the festival seems to make a lot of sense here.
Yes.
And on that note, I just want to give our listeners another little taste of a group they might hear if they go up to Lowell this weekend. This is De Temps en Temps, if I'm saying that correctly. It's a group from Quebec. Before we play some of their music, I just should tell listeners that these musicians play the fiddle in a seated position and then they clog with their feet. So here's a little bit of that. So that's De Temps en Temps. They will be in Lowell this weekend. And I'm looking at the list. You've got a bunch of other great things. Western Swing, Blue Ridge Piano, Gospel Brass Shout Band. I don't even know what that is. But before we go, both you, Julia Olin and Maggie Holzberg, can you give us some maybe pointers on specific things that you think people should definitely not miss if they go to the Lowell Folk Festival this weekend?
Well, if you love Irish music, don't miss Bua, a really great up-and-coming young group. If you like R&B, do not miss The Swamp Dog. He is an amazing guy, sort of a secret weapon of R&B that really should be a national hero, in my opinion.
And Maggie Holtzberg?
Well, one of the nice things in the craft area is if you have ever seen or heard of henna or mendi, henna art, a temporary tattoo. We have a fairly recent immigrant to this country and state named Nihal Pandya, who's going to be doing mendi on anyone that wants to have it done on them. And she's a third generation artist in that tradition.
Really?
Yes, and as well as the hair braiding that can be done if you sit down at Salud Diate's booth. So I recommend checking those out.
I have to say that when I got married, I did get mendi or henna on my hands, and it is quite a delicate art form. Yes. And those artisans can make some very amazing designs on your skin that are, they last a long time, but not forever.
Not forever.
So that's a good thing about that. So Maggie Holtzberg, you are Director of Cultural Programming for the Lowell National Historic Park and the official folklorist for the state of Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Julia Olin, Director of the National Council for the Traditional Arts, a not-for-profit corporation dedicated to the presentation and documentation of folk and traditional arts in the United States. True pleasure to have you here on Radio Boston.
Great to be with you.
And the Lowell Folk Festival celebrates its 24th year. It's this weekend. Do not miss it. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.